Okay, so we're in the Chazara for Rabbi Simon's Tarovas packets. So even though last time we did packet 5, which was Tam Kippur Beis with all the Shitos, we decided to do that first. We're going to go back to packet 4, which is really Tam Kippur Aleph, which is the Makoros. And again, we already dealt with, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohn, so we're not dealing with that now. Packet 4, so basically has just a couple of parts. So the first part is just, after we spoke about Tam Kippur, what are the Makoros? Just in a broad sense of things, what are the Makoros of Tam Kippur? So just to list them that we should be aware of, without going into them deeply, just in Psachim, Daf Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, so there are quotes of a couple of Makoros. One is from the Pasuk of Mishras, that's by a Nazir. And from there we learn that, let's say, a Nazir who can't, as we know, can't drink wine. So we learn from there that if, let's say, you dip some bread in wine, and then there's tam of wine that goes into the bread, so the Nazir can't eat that. Tam, and that's one of the Makoros for tam ke'ikr, that him eating the tam of the ayin will be like him drinking the wine itself. That's one Makor. Another Makor, which is mentioned also in Psachim, as well as in other places, is Gu'uli Nachrim. It's the fact that you have to, in Parshas Matos, we had a kasher of the kalim after we got them from Midian. Why do we have to kasher kalim? We're not eating treif, no, but there's tam treif in the kalim from the goyim that cooked previously. So you have to kasher it because you have to get rid of the tam. There's another makor for tam kikar, that there's an iser to eat tam iser, as well as the iser itself. And then you have some other makoros in Chulin on Daf Tzadi Ches, it's a famous Gemara about Zerah B'Sheila, which is talking about a Nazir. When a Nazir brings his ayil, his ram, so there's the Zerah, the leg, which goes to the Kohen, and the rest of the ayil, that goes to the Bailim, who's not necessarily a Kohen and eats it, and it has to be cooked together. So the Gemara there talks about the issue of Tam, the Tam of the Zerah going into the rest of the animal, and it's Batal B'Shishim, and that's one of the Makoros for Shishim. And that's another makor, is Zerah B'Sheila. And a fourth makor, which is quoted there in Chulin Tzadi Tes, like the next Amud, as well as in other places like Zvachim, is Yikdash, which is talking about different karbonos. If let's say a karbon chatas touches a karbon shlomim, so now there's tam chatas and a tam shlomim. So a chatas has a more stringent time restriction for its achila than a shlomim. Shlomim could be eaten for 2 days, the chatas for only one. So since tam of the chatas is in the shlomim, so now you have to machmer eat the shlomim b'chomer hachatas because of tam. Okay, so those are four makoros for tam kikr. Okay, now, so now they have the makoros. Last time we discussed the different shitos about what does tam kikr accomplish, napach, not napach, but how lamaisa do we pass in? So here we have a breakdown amongst the Rishonim, just to call it in broad terms, Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam. There are other people on each side, but Rashi's shita is a Tam Ki'ikr by Chulin is Derabbanan. Okay, by Kachim it may be Deraisa, but when it comes to Chulin, everyday food, Tam Ki'ikr is Derabbanan, and the Makoros that we mentioned are either specific cases or Asmachtas, or, kachim, but in everyday food, tam kikr is derabanan, which means that there is no iser midaraisa to have tam iser. And Rabbeinu Tam and his shita holds that tam kikr is deraisa. And these makoros are not just asmachtas, and they're real dinim. And so it's totally on how you learn a Gemara of Rava. Okay, and Chulin Tzadi Ches. So that's the breakdown. Rabbeinu Tam holds Tam Kikr is Deraisa, Rashi holds Tam Kikr is Derabanan. Okay, so what is an afkamina between Tam Kikr Deraisa and Tam Kikr Derabanan? So the afkamina would be Malkum Safik. If I hold this a Deraisa, I'm dealing with a Safik Deraisa, and it has to be Machmir. If it's Derabanan, I hold Safik Derabanan Le Kula. And the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, in Tzadi Ches, Beis, that you have to be machmir, like Rabbeinu Tam. This is based on the Rashba, that you have to be machmir. The Rashba basically says, Beis Yosef Kotzim, who says, How should I pass them? I have a whole list of Rishonim that say Tam Kikiris Deraisa, a whole list of Rishonim that say Tam Kikiris Derabanan. What do I do? So he says, since there are more Rishonim, and at least that he was aware of the Hel Tam Kikiris Deraisa, and we're dealing with possibly a Deraisa Dekadin, so he should be Machmir. So that's how the Rashbam comes out, that's how the Machaber Paskins, and therefore, the Machum Safik, what is the Safik, the prototypical Safik that the Shulchan Aruch talks about? It's a case called nishbach, spilling out. If let's say there is some iser falls into heter, so you have to assess it, do I have shishim or not shishim? So let's say I know I have rov. And it's min b'she'in omino, I have treif milk falling into orange juice, and I know I have rov. But then, you know something, by the time I came, part of it spilled into the sink. So there's no way to assess it anymore, because I can't even look at what the original contents were, because it's not here anymore. You know, half of it's spilled into the sink, so there's no way to assess it. That's called the nishbach, spilling out, which is just the example of a suffix. And the halacha is, says the machaber, even though you have rov, since it's min v'she'eno mino, so it's an issue of tam kikir deraisa, suffix deraisa v'chumra, and you have to be machmir. If it would be min b'mino, let's say treif milk and kosher milk, if you had rov and you didn't know you have shishim, so then it's only a derabanan issue. And never be makel. But since it's min b'she'en amino, it's treif milk and let's say orange juice, so therefore it's a safik deraisa. Why is it a safik deraisa? Because he passes like Rabbeinu Tam. That Tam kikir deraisa, and therefore you have to be machmir. Okay? Now, one caveat to that is that the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and the next halacha, in halacha Gimel, Tzadik Has Gimel, says just an important detail that when we say Mekel, Machmir, things like that, let's say even if it's, we said before, if it's a min b'mino, treif milk and kosher milk, okay? That's a din d'rabbanan. Shishim is din d'rabbanan. If you have rov, you're fine. Okay, so if it spills out, and I don't know whether I had shishim, is it only a shailon or the rabbanon? And the area can be makel, so I know I had rov. But that, the machaber says, is only if it's in a case when it's not, you can't assess it, because let's say it spilled out, and no one could assess it. It's impossible to assess, because you don't have the contents there. But if it's in front of you, and you see what fell into what, but you just can't assess it. Well, let's say, you know, a piece of chicken falls into my, treif chicken falls into my peas and carrots, and it's on the fire and it gets cooked, right? So I take out the chicken, right? But now there's tam chicken in there, right? And I don't know, I just can't assess, do I have shishim, do I not have shishim? So even though, well, that's a min v'shein amino, I'm sorry. If it's a treif chicken falls into kosher chicken, right? Let's say a pot of kosher chicken in it, and it's on the fire, so I take it out. So now, I only need shishim d'rabbanon, according to everyone, because min v'mino. And I don't know whether I have shishim d'rabbanon. I have all the contents here. I have the chicken, I have the chicken stew in front of me. I just can't assess it, so we say it has to be machmir in that case. What? Meaning it's here to assess, I just don't know how to analyze it. That we say doesn't count. That's das shotim. That we say, you can't be makel and say, oh, it's only min b'mino, it can be makel. The only time where makel is if it's not assessable, meaning part of it's spilled out. Let's say my chicken fell into my chicken stew, right? And that part of my chicken stew is spilled out or something like that. So I don't even know whether, I know I had rov, I just don't know whether I had shishim. That's when, since it's d'rabbanan, we can be makel. Okay? Okay, so far so good? We're good so far? Okay. So now that we dealt with the Makoros and the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, and how we passed in, and it's the Chumra, like Rabbeinu Tam, one more question. And that is, that we just decided a minute ago, that the Shulchan Aruch says that we're going to pass like Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Rashba, the Tam Kikir is the Raisa, right? Is that Psak a psach b'toras vadai or b'toras safik? What do I mean? Remember how I preface things by saying that what the Rashba says, who should we pass them like? Right? We have Five Rishonim say the Raisa, four Rishonim say the Rabbanon. What do we do? Let's be machmir. Was that the Rashba being machria? For sure, yes. We pass like Rabbeinu Tam, Tam Kikiris the Raisa. Or is it just out of suffix? Since I don't know, let's just be machmir, err on the side of caution, and pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, L'mayin Afkamina, whether we pass in the Raisa, or whether we pass in the Raisa, whether it's Vadim, whether it's suffix. Because it's like this. If it's only Betoras Vaday, and we're just being machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, what if I could concoct the case where if I pass like Rabbeinu Tam, it would be a Kula, and if I pass like Rashi, it would be a Chumra? How could I have such a case? What's that case? So we saw Rabbi Simon told us the Sefer Afike Yam, who quotes from the Givos Olam the following scenario. And that is, we know that if there's a chola sheish bo sakana, so he's in life and he's in danger, and he needs to eat on Shabbos, so you're allowed to be doicha Shabbos, you can shecht an animal to give him food to eat, because pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. Okay? Good. So that's what you have to do. But let's say he needs meat. Okay? So I could shecht an animal, bakashrus, and then give him kosher meat, and be over the isser of shchita and bishol, and be over those yisurei skila, but it's moter because it's a cholish sheish bo sakana. Or I already have ready to be eaten nevela meat, okay, treif meat which is ready to be eaten. So then, what should I do? Should I give him the ready to eat nevela meat and say, well, it's pikuach nefesh, let him eat the nevela, or should I say, no, let me be over the yisurei skila on Shabbos of shchita and bishul or whatever other malachas they have to do? And I'll say, well, really it's mutter, because the chol sheish bo sakana, and let's do it that way. Which of these two things should I do? Give him the nevela, ready to go, or shecht? So the halacha is that shecht. Be over the isurim of shchita and whatever else it is, and give him the kosher meat, and not the ready-to-be-eaten treif meat. Why? Okay? So Rishonim had all different answers. There's like four or five different answers as to why this should be true. Okay? So let's focus on the answer of the Ran right now. The Ran says it's because, think about it, we're just thinking about, well, Shchita, that's the Isser Chil Shabbos, that's a very Chomer Dika thing, and Avela, it's a lav. But he says, think about it differently. Say, every Kezayis the Chola eats is another Isser. So that's many, many Isurim he's going to have to be over, versus doing one Isser Shchita, one Isser Bishol, and it's a more chomer dika iser, but in amount, quantitatively, it's less isurim being done. So maybe it's worse to have more isuri lav. That's worse than doing two or three isuri skila. So when you weigh them, you know, the quantity of isurim may be docha the quality of the iser. Right? So therefore, that's the Ran's terrace as to why you give him the nevela meat as opposed to why you do not give him the nevela meat. Rather, you give him, you shecht, and you give him the kosher meat, and you don't give him the nevela meat. But let's add one knach to this case. Let's say he doesn't need meat, he needs soup. He needs chicken soup. Okay? So it's Shabbos. So I could shecht a kosher chicken or cook. Or I could, let's say, take my kosher chicken and cook it in the water on Shabbos and be over the Isser Bishol. Or I could give him the ready-to-go nevela chicken soup that I have. What should I do now? So let's think about it. The soup is a din of tam. Because I'm not giving him the actual Isser, I'm giving him the tam that's in the water, which is the soup. Okay? So now, how do I analyze this? If tam ke'ikar is deraisa, that means drinking the soup is just like eating the nevela bird. So then it's the same case we just mentioned before. Shecht, you know, cook up the kosher soup and don't give him the treif soup because it's the same issue, meaning eating the nevela soup is just like eating the nevela because tam kikar is deraisa. But if you hold tam kikar is derabanan, then well, no matter how much of the soup he drinks, it's only going to be an Isser Drabanan. No matter how many Isseri Drabanan you pile on, it's not going to equal a Daraisa. So in that case, if I hold Tam Kikar Lav De Araisa, right, Tam Kikar is only Drabanan, that means drinking the soup is a Din Drabanan. Now, cooking kosher chicken soup is going to be Issa Deraisa. So then, in that case, it'd be better to give him the treif chicken soup rather than cook up kosher chicken soup, because no matter how many revises he drinks of this chicken soup, it's still only going to be a derabanan. And all, no matter how many derabanans, can't equal a deraisa. So in such a case, if you'd hold tamkika deraisa b'toras vadai, then you would say, you know, cook up kosher chicken soup. If it's only b'toras safik, then maybe not. Then in maybe this case, it's better to have him drink the nvela chicken soup. So the Prima Gadim in his Psichas of Basar Bachalov, he wants to suggest that we pass in this way. His Prima Gadim Shita is B'toras Vadai. He wants to say that this is a Hachra B'toras Vadai, even though the Rashba sounds a little bit unsure, but he wants to say it's a Hachra B'toras Vadai, and Tamkikar is the Raisa Bein L'chomer Bein L'kula. And he has an interesting Raya. I'll just mention the Raya. I'm not sure whether he said it in Shir or not, but I'll just mention the Raya anyway. And that is because, remember we said the halacha of nishpach, that if it's nishpach and it spills out, it has to be machmir, I have a vadai robe, a safik shishim, but since it's deraisa, it has to be machmir, right? You said that? So, he says, if you would hold that tam ki'ikr deraisa is only b'tor a safik, then it would be a sfek sfeika. And it should be meika. What's the sfek sfeika? Safik number one, maybe it's deraisa, maybe it's derabanan. And Safi number two, even if it's deraisa, well, maybe a hashishim. So he says that if I would hold tamkiker deraisa is only a safik, then we should be makel in the case of nishbach, mitam sefek sveika. And the halacha is we're not makel in nishbach. Rather, the halacha is shochan aros already clear that we're machmir when it's min b'shein amino. By nishbach, case of safek, so it must be that we hold time kicker deraisa b'toras vada. That's the shita of the pre.